It's a schuss and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parshas Va'era. Such a jam-packed Parsha, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis, Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe and he says, I'm with you, I am Hashem. As we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to save Klal Yisrael, as we spoke about last week, taking the leadership role. And then the Torah says, Ve'ero El Avraham El Yitzchak Ve'El Yaakov Ve'kel Shakai Ushmi Hashem Lo Nadati Lohem. As I appear to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov, the Avos, that with my name, Kael Shakat. And we know that in this week's Parsha, very interesting, we have the Pesach Seder, and we have the Esther Makos, and we're going to ask questions. Right in the beginning, we are introduced to the Arba Lashonos of Geula, the four languages of Geula. It says in Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, Lachein Emor L'Bnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, and we know the first lashon of the Geula is Ve'hotseisi, I'm going to take you out. We know the Gemara tells us in Psachim, in the 10th Perek, in Arvei Psachim, that there are four lashonos of Geula. It's a Yerushalmi found in Perek Yud, Aleph, Locha Aleph, and we know Ve'hotseiti, Ve'itzalti, Ve'ga'alti, Ve'lakachti. And we know that we have Dalet Kosos. Ask the Ron, why specifically do we have Dalet Kosos? Are they interrelated? We know one of the themes of Pesach is four. So are they interrelated with this Lishonos of Elzeiti, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti? Question 1b, the Mishnah says in Pesachim that we know that you're allowed to drink between the first and second cup. Right, we're very hungry, well, see there, everyone's dipping their fingers, trying to drink the little grape juice, we all know, right, trying to get in a little taste of the grape juice, you're starving. But the Mishnah says, very interesting, that between the third and the fourth cup, you're not allowed to drink. So the obvious question is, why? What's the difference? Why between the first and second and third, you are allowed to drink, and the third and fourth cup, you're not allowed to drink? Question 2. We know that we're introduced to the Eser Makos, right? Everyone's thinking about the song, Dam Svardei Yakinim, Arav Dever Shin. Okay, so very interesting. If you look at the second Mako, what's it called? Svardeya. And there's a very fascinating machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. If you translate Svardeya, you might say frogs. However, really, Svardeya, as Lashon singular, is one frog. Says Rabbi Elazar, I don't get it. You're going to tell me there was one frog? There were a lot of frogs. They went through all Mitzrayim. No, in my Pesach Seder, I try to get, you know, Kenan Hara, I have a lot of little kids and some older kids. I do this whole weird stuff. I take them outside. I bring a suitcase. We're leaving Mitzrayim. And I do all the Esser Makos. And we have little frogs. And we make fake blood, not real blood. And we don't just have one little frog. We got a lot of frogs. And Rabbi Elazar holds, of course there are a lot of frogs. Comes Rabbi Akiva and says, what do you mean? There's only one frog. It says Svardeya. Says the Halakha Gemara, which we might know. If we don't know, we'll know it now. It started with one and they kept on hitting it. They kept on hitting the frog. They kept on showing anger. Get away, you frog. And they kept on hitting it. Ask the great Stipler. The great Stipler, Gon, lived in Bnei Brak, one of the Gdolim. Right, where is Zaycha in this generation to have Rav Chaim Kanievsky? His father was the great Stipler. They tell amazing stories of this Stipler. He was Mamish Tzadik, a Tzadik Nifla, one of the Gdolim. He wrote Kilas Yaakov. And they tell a story even that he married the sister of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was the Gadol Hador. He, right, last night at the Siyum, we heard about Rav Kahaneman, that he created Ponovich. And the Chazon Ish was the Gadol Hador. He learned in his room. He learned Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Chazon Ish said, well, Stipler, and you're a big tzaddik. You're going to marry my sister. And a famous story that, again, back in the day, it was hard to fly. But the Stipler took a train. But when he got on the train, He was very not sure if the seats were kolayim or not, if they were a mixture of wool and linen. So he stood the whole flight, the whole train ride. He got to the date, and he fell asleep the whole date. So the Chazanish turned to the sister turned to the brother, and she said, a guy falls asleep on the first date. What is that? So they had to get the story, and he asked, and they said, listen, I didn't sleep for the whole time because I couldn't sit down. Because I was afraid of clock. Okay, he was a big tzaddik. Ask the great Stipler going, I don't get it. If you see that every single time you hit the frogs, that there are more frogs, stop hitting the frogs. I don't get it. Just stop hitting the frogs. It doesn't make sense. Right? Last year, I always asked this question. It's an awesome question. And Mr. Rothberg, right, Shragi's father, he loves this question. Gave him a shout out last year, I remember. This is the question. Stop hitting the frogs. Question 3. The 7th of the Makar, this week's parsha. That what does it say? Perek tes pasachof beis vayomer Hashem al Moshe niteyas yadcho al shamayim v'ye barad. You're going to have hail. You're going to have barad bechol eretz Mitzrayim. And he gives them a warning. He says, listen, you could listen to me, or you could bring in all your cattle inside. And we all know what happened. They didn't listen. Ask Refran. I don't get it. 6 for 6. You're going to hit the 7th one. Everything is happening. Why were the Mitzrayim so stubborn? And lastly, we know that the Medrash says that there were 3 advisors for Paro. The 3 advisors for Paro were Eov, Gemara and Boaz Basar Tesvav, who exactly wrote Eov, Bilam Arusha, and Yisro. And the Medrash says that Eov was quiet. Bilam started, he said, let's go, Paro, let's kill these Jews. And Yisro ran away. Why these 3 personalities? These were the advisors. What do we learn from this Medrash? So let's just chazer over, make sure that we have it on our back pocket. Question 1, the 4 Lashonos of Geula. Are they related to the 4 cups of wine? Why you're not allowed to drink between the 3rd and 4th? Of all the 7 makas this week's parsha, stop hitting the frog, asked the stipler. You see very clearly that the frogs are happening more and more and more. Stop hitting the frogs. And lastly, why by the last maka of Bara did the Egyptians not realize what was going on? So what's the issue? What's the foundation point? So says the Meshech Chachma, who lived in 1843 to 1926, one of the Gedolei Hador, wrote to Or Sameach, the great Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha Midevinsk, and he says something amazing. He says that, really, the Arba Lashonos of a Gedula, the Hotseiti, V'Itzalti, V'Ga'alti, V'Lakachti, represent the 4 Chelke of the Seder. We know that the Seder, whenever we're drinking wine, we know that the Seder is broken up into 4 parts when we drink the wine. The first, obviously, is Kiddush. Behotseti. Finally, they were in Mitzrayim. Can you imagine? It was supposed to be 400 years, and they were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. They were slaves. They had the slave mentality, and all of a sudden Hashem says, I'm going to take you out. Behotseti. What does that represent? Kiddush. Because Kiddush is the sanctification. Kadesh atzmecha b'mutter lach. I'm going to take sanctification. My grandfather, Rabbanzer Zatzal, he always says, right, someone asks you, how are you? You say, Hakol b'seder. Everything is in the Pesach Seder, right? We say, Hakol b'seder, means okay. But really, Hakol b'seder, everything's in the Pesach Seder. So right away, we see the Hotseisi. I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. Kiddush, I'm going to make you into my nation. V'hitzalti. I'm going to save you physically. We know that the second of the whole thing, v'hitzalti, says in Meshech Chochma, he says that it represents the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. The Achdus. We know last week we spoke about the idea that what happens, that Klal Yisrael didn't change their names, their dress, their language. And there's another medrash that says that Klal Yisrael didn't speak Lashon Hara. They had Achdus. When someone speaks Lashon Hara about someone else, normally you're trying to put them down, put yourself up. But there was Achdus, says the Meshech Chochma, right in benching. Another time that we have the coast. In benching, we make it on the coast. Why? Hazonis ha'olam kulo. We show Hashem, you're the creator of the world. You created each person. Although everyone has flaws. Everyone has flaws and everyone has different things that are maybe wrong with them. But we're here to work on our midos. But everyone has to show achdus. That's Birchas HaMazon, says the great Meshech Chochma. V'ga'alti. What's the idea of Viga'alti? Viga'alti means now you're leaving Avdus, a full Ge'ula. You're leaving Avdus to Cheirus. That you had this physical, but now all of a sudden it's going to get spiritual. But you were an Eved. You know, last week I spoke about little going to Rikers Island with my grandfather. He's a chaplain in Rikers Island. I took a whole class trip when I was in YU. An interesting trip. I know you guys have a trip tomorrow, a little paintball. But this was an interesting trip, going to jail. And there was one guy, he was actually an African-American guy, and he was in jail, and he told us, first of all, he liked the kosher food, but he also liked my grandfather. He's, you know, gave him classes. And every time he was free, he stole again so he could get back into jail. He was an Eved. He was a real slave. He wasn't free. He wanted to be in jail. But we go from Avdus to Cheirus. We don't want to be an Eved anymore. We want to be an Eved to Hashem. And then the last Lashon says the great Meshech Chochma is Vilakachti. At the end of the Seder, we're showing that we're part of this awesome nation. We have the Magid, we have the Nirtza, showing that we are Hashem's chosen nation. I remember actually that I was once with my family in Cancun. My grandfather was a scholar in residence. Right, my parents threw it down. We were in Cancun. And a guy came over to me and he's like, I think you should go swimming with my son on Yontif. I said, I don't do that. He's like, but I think you should go swimming with my son on Yontif. I'm like, you know, it's Yontif. You can't go maybe after Chol HaMoed. And he said, no. I don't understand. You think you're better than Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm like, why am I better than Moshe Rabbeinu? He's like, when they had to, they were leaving Mitzrayim, they got to this high level and they were leaving Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu went into the water. Why don't you go into the water? I'm like, listen, when Moshe Rabbeinu went into the water split with Nachshon and Aminadab. If I go into the water ain't splitting, you know what I'm saying? But again, this idea that they felt, this idea that they got outy. They were leaving Mitzrayim. There was a spiritual freedom. Says Rav Asher Weiss, beautiful. There are a lot of people that are free physically. Baruch Hashem, we have religious autonomy. We have physical autonomy. We're able to do what we want. However, the question is, can we take the physical and bring it into the spiritual? Can we take the physical freedom and channel it to meaning because we want religious freedom? Well, the yeshiva did this awesome mifsah. 80 blood, guys were steiging away, steiging the Torah, amelus, because that was spiritual freedom. When a person sits down and learns Hashem's Torah and connects to Hashem, and he feels this relationship with Him, there's nothing greater, says the great Stipler Gaon, that a person needs to channel and work on himself. And the Stipler says, why do they keep on hitting the frog? Just stop hitting the frog! I don't get it. Just stop hitting the frog. Why are you keep on hitting the frog? So the Stipler says something amazing. He says, you know why? Because sometimes when we get so angry, we can't control ourselves. We just get so worked up, and we just get so angry. You know, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos that there are two midas that a person has to go the opposite extreme. Obviously, the Rambam writes that you should always go Shvil Hazav. You should go middle path. However, there are two midas that you have to go opposite extreme. Why two midas? What are the midas? Kas and Gaiva. And the Gemara in Shabbos seems to say that they're interrelated. Because when a person has Gaiva, he thinks he's the man. Oh, I'm the man. There's no Hashem. But the idea of Kas also, when something doesn't go a person's way, sometimes he goes and gets angry. But a person, again, everyone has to work on different things. Everyone has different struggles. And we all get angry sometimes when things don't work out. But if a person, it's a high level, but if a person takes a step back and says, listen, this is Hashem talking to you. Maybe this thing was supposed to happen. You didn't want it to happen. You didn't want to get stuck in traffic. But this is what was supposed to happen. You know, the Gedolim, they had an amazing thing. Whenever they felt that they were going to get angry, either the kids were bothering them, because the show, obviously it doesn't happen, but something was bothering them, they would go, they would leave the situation, put on a jacket and say, I'm going to calm down. I actually just had a recent story. Told the story last year, and it happened again recently. Again, so Baruch Hashem, I have my little Chaim, my little 3-year-old, cute little boy. But again, 3-year-old, he's in cheder, he's Leibnik. And you know, when you put your kids to sleep, God willing, you guys will, you know, a couple years. When you put your kids to sleep, it's a little challenging, right? Because you got to get the kids into sleep, you got to get their pajamas, you got to get the whole thing. And then what do they want? They want a story. Then they want another story. And then you got to sit on their bed. And sometimes the kid wants you to sit on their bed for a long time. So I'm sitting on the bed, and I'm like, this is crazy. And so I start leaving. He's like, no, don't leave. And I said, no, I got to leave. And then I'm like, I have to leave. I got a little fire. Listen, I had a whole night. I didn't want to sit on my kid's bed for 4 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to leave. So he saw me losing my cool. I wouldn't say angry, because you're not like you're angry, but he saw me getting a little agitated. And I didn't yell at him, but maybe I raised my voice. I said, go to sleep. And he said to me, you're Ichi Man. I said, I'm Ichi Man? I'm not Ichi Man. He said, you are Ichi Man. You yelled at me. You got angry at me. I said, I'm not Ichi Man. You're Ichi Man. Right, fighting with the 3-year-old, unbelievable. He said, I'm not Ichi Man. You're Ichi Man. And I said, listen, how about we both won't be Ichi Man? We'll both be Yummy Man. So I was able to control myself, and I said, Chaim, you Yummy Man. And then he said, Tati, you Ichi Man. So I said, Chaim, you Yummy Man. And then he said, fine, Tati, you Yummy Man. And recently, actually happened again. My son was, now that he was bothering me, obviously, you know, I want to spend my night on his bed just sitting there for 5 hours doing nothing, right? So he, and I got a little upset, not angry, because they're not allowed to, Ramba, right? Come on, can't get angry. But he started getting upset. So he grew up from this little Ichi Man and Yummy. I reminded him of that Ichi Man, but he didn't want to go Ichi Man way. And he started yelling back at me. So what's the obvious approach? Like, you yell at me, I'll yell at you. So I learned from my mistakes. Instead of yelling back, I took him and I hugged him. And then he hugged me. It was a nice thing. And then I said, get to sleep. And he said, I will. And he went to sleep. And it was unbelievable. Why? Because when a person loses his cool and a person gets angry, he just gets more angry. So we need to control that. Says the stipler, Paro messed up. The mitzvah messed up. They kept on hitting the frogs because they didn't realize. But again, the mitzvah were so stubborn. Vayichazek lev Paro. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened Paro's heart. Again, the Rambam, different Mepharshim, explain. Did they have Bechira? Did they not? All right, Eitan Markovitz, right, he spoke about the idea of Bechira. Do you have free will? Did the Mitzrim lose? Did they lose their Bechira Chavshis? But they were definitely very stubborn. They were very stubborn. Says their friend, page 97. I'm not trying to show off, I know the page. Page 97 in his book, her friend on the Parsha. He says, what was this Medrash? What was this Medrash saying? The Medrash was saying that you have a Yisro. You have a Bilam. A Bilam. Imagine, says Rabbeinu Bechai, one of the great, great Rishonim. Rabbeinu Bechai says, imagine a donkey is talking to you. If a donkey is talking to you, you know what I'm saying, you got to go somewhere, right? The donkey's talking and he didn't get moved from it at all. Says Rabbeinu Bechai, wow, you see how stubborn a person could be. If a person is so stubborn, but Yisro was a growing person. He realized, he was a Kohen of Midian. He realized, I had my son-in-law Moshe Rabbeinu. And he was a person that wasn't so stuck in his ways. He wanted the truth. And obviously when we look at a story of a Bilam, we're like, I don't get it. How can he not realize God's talking to you? And you see that there's a donkey talking to you. You don't realize that every single time you're trying to curse Klal Yisrael, you bless him, but he was so stubborn. And he was so set in his ways. And says her friend, you think, you know, we look at a Bilam, we'll say, we'll never make that mistake. But says her friend, unfortunately we do, because we have so much time on our hands. Back in the day, a couple hundred years, not even so long ago, they didn't have washing machines. You had to go out to the river to do your laundry. Can you imagine? They didn't have food at your... It was a harder life. It wasn't so easy. So we're like, wow, we have so much time on our hands. How are we using our time? How are we being stubborn and saying, I'm going to do the things that I always do. I'm going to waste my time. Or am I going to learn from my mistakes? You know, technology is amazing, and I talk about it a lot. But again, there's some down things about technology. We waste our time a lot. I remember last year, great story. You know, they have this thing, as you guys all know, Alexa. So my parents got me Alexa. Alexa's an awesome thing, right? You talk to it and play song. Soon the whole world's going to change over. You talk to them, Shabbos mode, it's going to be a problem. So one time, actually, another story this time. One time, the Alexa was plugged in on Shabbos. So my little Chaim, yeah, a lot of stories, a lot of shout-outs. He saw the Alexa, and he said, Alexa, play Chanukah songs. And it was on Shabbos. I'm like, oh my God. So Alexa's like, for $4.99, I'm like, no, don't say yes, don't say yes. Right? For now, I know it's $5, $4.99, but still, don't say yes. Shabbos, can't make a deal on Shabbos. So Baruch Hashem, he didn't say it. But then he said again, Alexa, play Chanukah songs. And all of a sudden, Alexa started playing, I don't even know, he started playing this lady called Lady Gaga. And it was blasting. And I'm like, shoot, people are going to walk by my house and they're going to think that I listened to Lady, I don't even know who this lady is, just Lady Gaga. Right? And then, very nice, so it's kind of got a little nervous, like pulled it out, I'm like, thank God. You know, like, I may have been thrown out of my community, give out Zeb, because I listened to Lady Gaga on Shadows, you know. So, but Alexa's amazing, it's an amazing thing, but at the same time, it's challenging. And you know, this Hasmada week in the yeshiva was something amazing. Amazing. Again, I don't want to give all the shout-outs to so many people that did amazing with it. Right? Some people, they did so many dapim. Right? Yom Davis. 300 dapim. So many dapim. So many hours. I could give out shout-outs to everyone. I don't want to miss out on anyone. But it was so tremendous, the Hasmada, because you used your time. And it was difficult. Sometimes we were burnt out a little, but we still pushed through. We didn't get stuck in our ways. We realized that, okay, although maybe I do one thing, but I'm always here to change. I'm always here to make a difference in life. And I think this is the answer to these four questions. V'hotzeiti v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti. Says in its siv because it's a progression. Life's a progression. You go and you have physical freedom from one step to the next, and then you have the spiritual freedom. You can't drink between 3 and 4 because we have to take the physical freedom, the vega'alti, and then turn it to the lakachti, to the spiritual freedom. And how do we do that? We become confident with ourselves. We don't lose our cool. We don't get angry. We realize that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we can't be set in our ways. Again, or younger, even when you get older, it gets harder to change your ways. But everyone, Chaim Belozhin writes, that it's easier to learn all of Shas than change one Midah, because it's hard to change. But we all have the ability to change. We want growth. We want greatness. We want to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the only way we're going to do it is with our davening, with our tefillah, with our Torah, channeling it to Hashem. And again, we're going through the Pesach story. This is when Klal Yisrael became a nation. We got the Torah, and we mamish have this beautiful life with Hashem. And as the great Kusker says, that where is Hashem? Wherever you let him in. Bez Hashem, a person should have an amazing Parshas Vayera, and he should keep on growing and steiging and growing through Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.